It's your breath in our lungs. It's His breath. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 150, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you're alive, if you're breathing, you're breathing for one specific purpose, and that is to give praise, to give glory, to give honor to our God. It's the simple things in life that bring about the great things. It's the simple things that bring about the great things. We start off with a measure of faith, but the faith increases. The faith gets stronger through exercise, even in our growth, in our walk with God. We have our senses trained through exercise. The more we work it, the better we get at it. The Bible says, by now many of us should be teachers, but we still have need for someone to come and teach us. Beloved, you don't have time to get off the bus. You don't have time to get off the train. You don't have time to get off the plane. What do I mean? You gotta stay in that saddle and keep on riding this horse all the way into glory. There's no time out in the kingdom. There is no break period. We have entered into His rest, and in His rest He carries us. We keep going, we keep reaching, we keep striving, we keep perfecting, we keep maturing. We're alive, we're not dead. The outward man may perish because of age, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. Anybody listening? Day by day. It's your spirit man. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. This word is for your spirit. It is to quicken you and cause you to be alive and responsive, sensitive to the touch of the Master, to know when He shows up, to be sensitive to His voice, to hear Him speak, and to be ready to respond to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus wants you to open up. And He wants you to release the sweet smelling fragrance of His presence in your life. Because He is our hope of glory, and He's on the inside of us, and He's saying, when you open up your mouth in worship, you're releasing my sweet fragrance. He says, when you open up and it's no longer you, it's because it is I, and I am your sweet fragrance. You lose yourself and you lose your life. You don't even want to be full of yourself. You want to be full of God, filled with all the fullness of God to the overflow, to where no matter what hits you, all that comes out is Jesus. How do we continually be filled? We pray in the Holy Ghost. We worship in the Spirit. We read and meditate and spend time in God's Word. We spend time in His presence. And His presence just fills and floods our soul. And you know when He manifests because it's tangible. We don't always go by feelings, but you get to a place where He becomes tangible. Some will, the manifestation, they may start to shake. They may start to rock. They may start to just, you know, all over from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For some, you feel this numbness that just comes over you. You feel this presence that comes over you. Sometimes it feels like electricity flowing through you. This is not all about just getting goosebumps, but He's doing something. And tonight He's saying, I just want to fill you with my fullness. I want my sweet fragrance to emanate, to come forth, to come out of you. The verse that's on the screen, if it's still up there, it says, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. That word savor, it's, I believe the Greek word is euodia or euodia. It is a fragrance, a smell. Sometimes, you know, you can smell demonic smells. You can smell bad body smells. But there is a fragrance of the Lord. And it's sweet. It's sweet unto God's nostrils. Under the old covenant, when they would offer up the animal sacrifices, it would be pleasing unto God because He would smell the smell coming up of the sacrifices. Or He would smell the incense that was burning on the golden altar, and it would be pleasing unto Him. Well, now you are the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you, and what comes out of you is that fragrance. Unto the Lord, even unto mankind. He says here, for we are unto God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what man thinks. It matters what God thinks and what He says. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. In them that are saved and in them that perish. This is why we got to be filled with all the fullness of God. It's not just words to talk about. It's something for us to go after. We have to be led of the Spirit. We have to, whoo. When I say we have to, we don't have to do anything. But if we want to get anywhere in God, then we have to. Tell your neighbor, you have to. If you want to get anywhere in Jesus, then you have to. This is the pathway. It doesn't come just by hitchhiking off of somebody else's relationship. It doesn't come just by hanging around. It doesn't. You have to. You have to engage. You have to be willing to let go of stuff that gets in the way. You have to be willing to move people out of your way. Make your way into the very presence of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when we come in here and we have an explosive time, and then we come in here the next time, and then we have a low time. Why do we have to have the low time? When did the tide go out? Come on. Who let the tide go out? Huh? We want to go higher and higher and higher. Some of you are listening. And when we try and take you higher and higher and higher, don't stay down here. Come on up, man. Hey. Not wasting time. It's 2017. It's only what, the 18th day? How many more days we got? 347 or something like that? Thank you, Brother Finn. We still got 347 more days. Hey, praise God. We just got off. We just started. We should have a lot of energy. Amen. Bursting with energy. Told you have to let go of 2016. You better deal with the stuff back then. Otherwise, it'll follow you into 2017. Weigh you down with its problems. This is a new year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Yeah. Get ready for some new faces, some new people. Get ready to witness. Get ready to run. Hallelujah. Mm. Sweet fragrance. Amplified says it like this. Let me read it to you from the Amplified. Oh. I'll start in verse 14. But thanks be to God. Take a moment to thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take a moment to thank Him. Don't you dare say He hasn't done anything. According to that song, it's His breath in our lungs. He gave us breath. Not just to breathe, to stay alive, but to pour out our praise on Him. Amen. Somebody sang that song out of worship. Somebody wrote that song out of worship. It reveals something to them that made them record those words. And we sing it, not just to sing words, but let it have its way. Let it run its course. Let the word of God, let the word of the song have free course in our lives. If we can't do that, we have no business singing it. But thanks be to God who always anybody want to give me a shot at what always means? Or take a shot at it? Eternity. Okay. You go right. Who? All the time. Every time. I don't need to go there. Always. 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 See, some of us don't want God to show up. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, you better get ready for the triumph that's coming with Him. You better get yourself ready to triumph, because that's what He's coming with. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. If we want Him to show up, we better get ready to triumph. I know, it's like, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? You better get ready for your situation to turn around for good.
Hallelujah.
Get yourself ready for things to happen. Don't be afraid to exercise your faith and confidence in God. Don't be afraid to believe. Don't be afraid to hope. Come on, church.
Don't be afraid. Why do I say don't be afraid? Because sometimes the situation may seem so insurmountable that it's like all hope is gone. No, all hope is not gone. Inside of you is the hope of glory. Now, if he's not there, then that means you're none of his. And you need to start at square one. Receive Jesus, who is the hope of glory. Every problem is an opportunity. Every setback, it's time for a reset. Thanks be unto God, who always causes. I think it says causes. What does that word causes mean? No, this one says leads. One translation says causes. That's the thing about reading different translations, because one says this, one says that. Who always leads. I like that word even better. Always leads. Leads you where? Leads us in triumph in Christ. And then it says, and through us spreads. This is the Amplified. And makes evident everywhere. Oh, praise God. The sweet fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are the sweet fragrance of Christ, which ascends to God, discernible both among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the latter one, or the one that is perishing, an aroma from death to death, a fatal, offensive odor. But to the other, the former, the saved, an aroma from life to life, a vital fragrance, living and fresh.
Hallelujah.
That's how we're supposed to be to one another in the kingdom, in the body of Christ. Of life to life, fresh. Hallelujah. Now to the one that's perishing, when we come with the good news of the gospel, it may not be so good for them if they reject it. When we come to them, we may remind them of their sins and their transgressions. We're not trying to keep them in bondage or put them in bondage. We're simply trying to lead them out of bondage into life. For some, you know how it is. You come around them and you remind them of their sin. They start getting fidgety and things like that. They don't want to be around you. If they could only receive the message that you carry. Because irregardless whether you're around the saved or the unsaved, before God, you're a sweet-smelling fragrance. And that's what really matters. And so now being that fragrance and releasing the knowledge of the Lord, the understanding and the revelation of God, in releasing it to others, whether they're saved or whether they're not saved, as you release, fragrance goes up. When you worship, fragrance goes up.
It's pleasing to the master, whether you feel like it or not. Whether you think it's appropriate or not, it's pleasing to him. And after all, it's all about him, isn't it? And so as we worship, as we release the sweet fragrance of Christ into the atmosphere, this is when we begin to believe God to not only to respond, but to heal, to move, to touch, to work, to lead us into triumph. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes.
You can't have a bad day for too long in Christ Jesus. What do I mean by that? Old stuff may happen, but once you come back to your place and posture of worship, of acknowledging him in all of your ways, that thing can't stay bad for long, because he's going to lead you into triumph. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you up. He's going to bring you over. He's going to bring you into the place of victory. Victory is yours to enjoy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get the Lord a hand of praise and bless his wonderful mighty name. Hallelujah. Master, we love you. And one more time, we're going to sing it. And then we're going to get ready to bring an offering unto the Lord. On the count of three. One, two, three. It's your breath.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, to you only. Great are you, Lord. 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 One more time, great. Great are you, Lord.
Come on and worship him in your giving. Father, we honor you tonight in the name that's above every name. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, and he will see to it that your barns are filled and your vats overflow with new wine. He will see to it that you never suffer any lack, but will abundantly supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's word. That's God's word. Not man's. That's God's word. We do love each and every one of you. Hallelujah.
Love you too, Apostle.
We pray that your life is being blessed abundantly. Hallelujah. If you need to do it by electronic, by card, I think I see Deacon Posada and Sister Posada over there in the corner. Praise God. We have a couple of prayer requests. That we want to intercede, stand in the gap for. We also have a couple of announcements. This Friday, the 20th, 10 times better, will be at the Aquino's residence. Woo! 3960 Meadowbrook Circle in the city of Pittsburgh. Praise God. That's at 7 p.m. Saturday, January the 21st, special ops. And we believe, I'll just say this, if it's raining, then we'll cancel it. If it's not raining, which means it's going to be dry, then you can go ahead and go out. But my understanding, according to the weather pattern from Sister Lord, is that winds are supposed to be 40 miles an hour or something like that. But that you like that? Praise God. You want to go out in the rain too? Praise God. If it's not raining, then yes. But if it's raining, then it's canceled. So if you see rain coming down Saturday and you don't get a text, but you show up and nobody's here, you know why. But you can still go to the BART station if you so choose. Still go up and down 18th Street. But you might be here alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. We had a sister named Susie received it. Text from Brother Anthony asking for prayer for her. Many of you probably received an email for a prayer request, prayer alert. She has a procedure tomorrow. She's battling cancer, and she's having difficulty in swallowing. And so we want to lift her up in Jesus' name. Caleb, one of the men that came out and got ministered to last week, praying for his wisdom and strength that he'll continue to stand. He received his deliverance. Praise God. We pray that he will continue to walk in it. And then we have one from Sister Liz regarding her roommate, Linda, that God will move mightily on her behalf in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, everybody. How y'all doing? Is the weather too much for you or what? Oh, praise God. I
think they still have Hillcrest and 18th still closed off, I guess, because of the flood. Praise God. Well, you ask for rain, that is pouring it out. Praise God. Amen. I'm still waiting on Jerry Brown to repent. Praise God. Yeah, we need him to repent. And we need some more preacher mans to run for offices so we can get the righteous in power. Hallelujah. I'm serious about that. Praise God. If we're going to be in this earth any longer, because the rapture hasn't taken place, we might as well get some godly people in power. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise God. Great are you, Lord. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, I won't be very long, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I'm not going to be very long, as a matter of fact. Just reading it was good enough for me. Here we are in 2017, 18th day, and Jesus would have me read this passage of Scripture. He doesn't want us to miss it. We've heard it many times before, and we're hearing it again tonight. He does not want us to miss it. Every person that takes heed to his word that he gives, he says, I will liken them unto a man that built his house upon the rock, a solid, sure foundation. The house itself is our house. And what are we building our lives upon? Are we building it upon the opinions of men? Are we building it upon our childhood, our upbringing, our environment? Are we building it upon the rock, the Christ, the word of the living God, which lives and abides forever? Everything in life will beat against your house. Your ability to stand will not be because you're a strong person or because you're a well-educated person. Neither will it be because you may be poor, you may be wealthy, or you may be in between. Your ability to stand will be based on what you've been building your life on. And if we're not building it upon the rock, if we're not building it upon the Christ, if we're not building it upon the word of the living God, then we're going to be swept away. And the thing of it is it's not just a scare tactic, it's the living reality. That's why it is just so important. We can't emphasize it enough. I know you hear it time and time and time again. And the more you hear it, for some, the more they hear it, the more it seems to run them away from it. And then to others, the more they hear it, it's like, okay, I know I need to do it, but I just got to make time for it. I don't have time for it. We don't have time not to build our lives upon the Word. This is not anything we can just skate by. It's something we must actually do. And until we begin to do it, working it out on a daily basis, we will never taste the fullness of all God has to offer. We may get a little bit here and a little bit there. It may feel good at times, and then at other times it may not feel so good. But if we don't do it on a daily, regular basis, we will never taste the fullness of everything He has in store. We have to ask ourselves, how much have we missed out on by not stepping in and doing it? What could have happened had I simply did what I was supposed to do? Am I, because this is not just opinion, this is not just philosophy, this is not just self-help study, this is life. We stake our lives on it. In other words, there's just no other way to live. And we continue to wash ourselves with the world, with the Word, in order to wash away the filth of the world. We'll never get stronger in Christ unless we feed upon the food that He gives us. And the food that He gives us is His Word. Without it, we'll wither up and die. With it, we'll be strong and very courageous. And as Jesus said, the winds blew, the floods came, the rain descended, but it couldn't move the house. Why? Because the house is founded on the rock. When you see people get washed out like a flood, a wipeout, it's because they have no root system. It's because they haven't been building their lives on Christ. They've been doing it their own way. But our way is not the right way. Our way is calamity. We're an accident going somewhere to happen. And that is not the lifestyle that God has ordained for us. Amen? Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. That's it. I said I wasn't going to be long. I kept you 6 minutes over. Oh, you can clap if you want to, but you don't have to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love you so much. It's a pleasure serving you. It's a pleasure praying for you. It's a pleasure covering you. Pastor Lucia and I, we lay down our lives for you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Stretch forth your hands towards heaven. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing. And we pray, Master, that you will increase even as we decrease. We pray, Master, that our lives are built upon your holy engrafted word. That we receive it as meat, receive it as milk. We receive it as substance that gives our lives substance, gives us definition, identification, gives us hope, feeds our faith, and causes us to thrive in you. I cover your sons and daughters in this place. I plead your precious blood over their lives. And I pray that you will watch over them. And I declare that the Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you shall triumph over the gates of hell, because you are the church of the living God. You are the pillar in the ground of truth, the foundation, mainstay, prop, and the support of the truth. The Lord be with you everywhere you go. Bless the works of your hands, order your steps, direct your path, guide you with this eye. Keep you from stumbling or falling in the name that's above every name, Jesus Christ. And everybody who agrees said amen. Amen. All right, give the Lord a hand of praise. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. We love you. Thank you for being out tonight. Travel safely.